For millions of people around the country, summertime brings up a question that doesn't arise during the days of school, and that's because they're wondering if it's okay to leave their kids at home while they go to work. School's out. They need to go to work. What do they do with their kids? And this raises the question of at what age is it okay to leave your kids home alone? John, do you leave your kids ever alone?
Actually, during school, my kids come, take the subway home from their school, which is about 2 miles from us.
And how old are they?
They're 11.
My son, also 11. They're the same age. And I've made a point of leaving at home alone because I want to inspire in him independent thinking and the ability to problem solve. But obviously, most people would not leave a five-year-old at home or think that it's okay to leave a five-year-old at home. Most people would also think it's okay to leave a 16-year-old. But what about the kids somewhere in the middle? To discuss that, we have Yolanda Galt-Kavanagh, she's with us again, and Professor Bruce Boyer, he's the director of the Civitas Child Law Clinic at the Loyola Chicago School of Law, and he calls himself an overly protective dad. Yolanda is a parenting journalist whose work regularly appears in Red Book, also a mom. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Professor Boyer, you're on the program because, as you say, you're an overly protective dad, and you're coming from the state of Illinois where you have a new law. As I understand it, it says kids under the age of 14 should not be left alone for unreasonable amounts of time.
It's actually been on the books for a number of years, and it traces back to a case from the early 90s where a couple left two children who were 4 and 9 at home alone for 9 days while they sat on a beach in Acapulco. And as you can imagine, that got a great deal of attention. I don't think that anybody today in their right mind would really think that that was okay. But, our law, as you say, says that no child under 14 should be left alone for an unreasonable time, and that obviously depends a great deal on circumstances.
And that's kind of the way that the laws are, right, Yolanda? Let me read the actual Children and Young Persons Act from 1933. It says it's illegal to neglect or abandon a child under the age of 16, but they don't have any details of what amounts to neglect or abandonment, just as the Illinois law doesn't actually define unreasonable amounts of time. So a lot of the standing law is vague, right, Yolanda?
It is vague, but I think that this is one of those areas that fortunately or unfortunately force parents to rely on their instincts. I think that a lot of times we want something clear-cut. We want to know when's the best time to give them solids, when's the best time to, potty train. But so many things just don't have a definitive date. You have to know your child, and it's based on what you feel your child is ready to handle.
Well, Professor, let me put to you something, a comment that I heard from a police officer in Michigan, and he said he felt like one of the biggest dangers to kids today is the fact that they're not ever left alone, that even going into their teenage years, children always have somebody, an adult, with them, and therefore when they are on their own, they panic in emergency situations. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that circumstances have evolved and families are forced more and more to leave children at home, perhaps at a younger age, and that's just because of their work and other obligations. Kids do have to learn their way around, but I think Yolanda really hits it on the head that even though times may be changing, every parent really has to know their child, know what the situation is, and use their common sense.
Well, Yolanda, let me ask you about that. When parents use their common sense and they are then second-guessed by either other family members or neighbors or even members of law enforcement, how does that usually turn out?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't turn out well these days because we are, as parents, we're so vulnerable to what other people think. But it's just that it's the same as what we try to tell our children. Like you and John, my daughter's 11. She'll be 12 this summer. And I strongly believe, as you do, that she needs to be alone sometimes. She needs to figure things out. She has a younger sibling. And I remember when I grew up in the 70s, my siblings and I were home alone. And
sometimes I know, me too. Yeah, Yolanda, I mean, the things my parents did, leaving us at home.
Oh, absolutely.
I would be shocked. But is this a class issue in some sense, that there are needs By various working parents?
That. I was going to say that. It's true that, you know, there are us who are speaking right now who choose to leave our children alone. Could we get a sitter? We probably could. Could we put them in a camp? We probably could. But there are people who are running out to minimum wage jobs, and that's all they can do. That sitter is not an option. Daycare is not an option. There's just not enough money in the budget. And, you know, I think what happens is those middle-class parents, we become these helicopter parents, as you talked about, Celeste, who never leave our children alone, who want to micromanage every element of their lives. And I think that it has to be somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. And let me ask you about that, Professor Boyer, because one of the reasons in which people have said that the laws are intentionally vague is they also don't want to give parents a pass. They want parents not only to be able to choose when their child is responsible enough and mature enough to be left alone, but also that they don't want to say to a parent, okay, at age 14, it's okay to leave your kid alone, and therefore, no matter what the circumstances is, it's legal at that point to walk away.
Well, I think anybody who's looking for a bright line rule is going to be frustrated because that's just not the role of the law. I do think that it's the case that, you know, the people who get pulled into our court systems are almost always the people who don't have resources. They are the ones that are in difficult financial circumstances. And you mentioned our law at the outset, and one of the things that's interesting about our law, it does have a series of things that you're supposed to think about and issues that a court is supposed to consider. And one of them is, what are the reasons that the parent had for leaving the children alone? So there is an opportunity, if you get called out, to explain what was going on and say, well, I really didn't have any choice. And if your judgment is good, and again, if you know something about your child's circumstances, you can probably defend yourself.
Professor Bruce Boyer, director of the Civitas Child Law Clinic at the Loyola Chicago School of Law, and Yolanda Galt-Kavanis, a parenting journalist whose work regularly appears in Red Book. Thanks to both of you. We want to turn this over to our listeners now. When do you think is the right age to leave your kids home alone? Should there be established law establishing the proper age? Keep the conversation going, head over to our website at thetakeaway.org.
And, you know, the book Tree Grows in Brooklyn, there is no babysitter in that book.
That's
Catcher
right.
in the Rye, no babysitter in that book. Over on our Facebook page is another conversation you can weigh in on. What would you like to declare your independence from? Tyrone says, I'd like to be independent of unemployment and potentially great indebtedness. I'm John Hockenberry. Good to think about.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.